USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
U.S. Customs and Border Protection officials say they've encountered more than 170,000 illegal immigrants on the southern border in the month of March. The preliminary figures show an increase of about 140,000 from a year ago. Nearly 20,000 of those encounters were with unaccompanied minors. Congressman Troy Nehls visited the border earlier this week. The Texas Republican tells Fox News about his visit to one Border Patrol facility housing those unaccompanied minors.
Had an opportunity, many of us, to go down and look at the Donna facility and look at the travesties that are taking place there with the overcrowding, because the Border Patrol can't handle all the children. There are thousands of them entering our country, and now they're being sprinkled throughout Texas. And pretty soon they're going to come to a neighborhood in a small town, a small community near you.
This is USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rock star broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rock star show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rock star broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
The CDC has changed the guidelines regarding domestic travel ahead of an expected surge in travel over the Easter weekend. John Clemens has that story.
CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says fully vaccinated people can resume domestic travel.
We state that fully vaccinated people can resume travel at low risk to themselves.
Dr. Walensky defined what is the definition of being fully vaccinated.
Fully vaccinated is defined as 2 weeks after receiving the single dose vaccine or after 2 weeks after receiving the second dose of the two dose vaccine.
Dr. Walensky said the CDC recommends getting tested after returning from an overseas trip. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
The new guidance in the U.S. coming as several European countries have locked down for the holiday. Italy and France have entered nationwide lockdowns amid a surge in COVID cases and slow rollout of vaccinations. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A mix-up leads to a child getting a COVID vaccination shot in Texas. Mike Fortier reports from the USA Radio News Florida Bureau.
None of the vaccines approved in the U.S. are to be used on anyone younger than 16, but a Dallas County father was recently able to get his 8-year-old son vaccinated. It appears the dad registered his son online without any problems, and when they showed up at the vaccine site in Grand Prairie, the paramedic administering the shot didn't seem to catch the mistake. Pediatrician Marcialo Kendo tells Dallas-Fort Worth TV station NBC5 why it's dangerous to give someone that young the vaccine.
We don't have the data, especially under the age of 12. We have no data that says if it works, if it's safe, how much, when should we use it, how much we use it, what kids can get it, what kids can't.
The boy originally showed some side effects, but he's said to be doing fine now. Meanwhile, county officials are investigating how to prevent this from happening again. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
And Iowa senior Luca Garza received the men's Naismith Player of the Year award on Saturday, becoming the first Hawkeye to win the award. Garza averaged just over 24 points a game this season on his way to becoming Iowa's all-time leading scorer and being named the Big Ten Player of the Year for the second straight season. UConn's Paige Buehrers won the Naismith on the women's side, becoming the first freshman to take home the award since its creation in 1983. Buehrers is a first-team All-American, also being named the Big East Player of the Year, Big East Freshman of the Year, and the most outstanding player at the Big East Conference Tournament. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.